The Red Fred movement was just the latest in a broader movement across the country that includes teachers walking out to increase their pay and bring hundreds of millions of dollars back into K-12 systems. But this is a battle that's been going on for some time, at least since the Great Recession, and some believe there's a greater fight on the horizon over the future of public education. One of those is Derek Black, law professor at the University of South Carolina. He recently wrote an op-ed in the Los Angeles Times and is with me to talk about it. Professor, should we expect more fights in more states as public schools battle for funding and respect?
I think we should. Ultimately, I think what we've seen is death by a thousand cuts, and they started right after the recession, and states began making very substantial and large cuts to the public education budget. And I think folks were willing to tolerate that. We were in a moment when we understood tax revenues were down, and people appreciated that, you know, the legislators would do the right thing. But they have never replaced those cuts. Tax revenues are back, but school funding isn't. And so I think as we move forward, the patience has worn thin on teachers and on parents, and they finally had enough. And I think we'll continue to see this type of activity until we see states finally begin to put public education back as their top priority. And right now, I don't really see any indication that states are going to do that.
What's the next mid-level battle? You have teacher walkouts, and then what's the next thing to actually influence at least the short-term future of where K-12 education goes in the U.S.?
Well, that's a great question. I think one of the things that I struggle with, I think citizens struggle with, is how do we protect public education when it's being abused? One of the answers has been over the past few decades is that the courts will do it, that school finance litigators will do it. But what we have seen is in places like Kansas that when the courts stand up for public education, the legislature and the governor actually threaten the legislature. And so I think what we have seen is that without these sort of traditional tools of the courts or the ballot box, right, sort of voting people in thinking they will act in good faith towards education, when they won't do that, I think people don't have any choice but to get in the face of legislatures, to shut down schools, to shut down the Capitol if need be. And they're going to keep doing that until they get a chance to go back to the ballot box. I think what we're going to see is an enormous bipartisan backlash against those folks who have been abusing the public education system.
So you think it's going to be bipartisan? Because there's been a lot of talk that we've sort of lost the moderates. But I guess we've lost the moderates in people's opinions as far as the elected office goes, but not necessarily in voters.
I think that's right. I mean, you know, the moderates may not be protesting, but I think what you see is the moderates and folks on both sides of the aisle saying, look, you know, we might fight about a lot of things in America. We might fight about voter ID. We might fight about, you know, whether we go to war. We might fight about health care. But when it comes to public education for all children, I think that's something that really resonates with, I don't know, 80-90% of the public. And we can fight about, you know, how much money matters, but what we have seen is such abuse of the public school system that is so large that everyone can agree that the states have gone too far. I think the public didn't fully recognize it because we've had so many other issues in the media that they didn't really understand what has happened to public education. So part of this pushback, I think, is just good reporting and good news saying, look, here's where the education budgets were 10 years ago. Here's where they are now. Here's where teacher salaries were 10 years ago. Here's where they are now. And it's appalling, I think, to the average citizen.
I'm wondering, you mentioned the bipartisan situation. So a lot of people might frame this as left versus right because we have people bring up on the right, the Koch brothers, for example, as far as how they're trying to influence things. Do you see it ultimately as a left versus right battle or no?
I see it as a far right versus everyone else
okay.
battle. I mean, I think there are folks that, and you know, the Koch brothers, for instance, say that they want to redefine the meaning of public education in this country. I don't hear average citizens saying, "I want to redefine public education in this nation." I mean, look, I'm from a middle to low income family, and if it weren't for just regular everyday, you know, public servants in a small little relatively country school district, you know, I wouldn't be a law professor today. And I think that's a story that a lot of people can tell. And I don't think, you know, the idea that the public education system is the fallback for all of us, it's not perfect, but it's the fallback. I think that's something that resonates with a lot of people, regardless of their political party.
Naive question for you then. What's the far right motivation on this then?
Money. Well, ideology and money. you know, I don't want to suggest that, you know, it's all about greed. There are people who believe that public schools should run like any other business, any other system, right? Let's make them more efficient. Let's get the private market involved. 150 years ago, we committed in our state constitutions that education was going to be unique amongst everything else in society, everything else in our constitution. We put it on a pedestal because we didn't want it to operate like a market. But, you know, times have changed. And so I think this idea that education isn't special is creeping into to folks' view of how the world ought to operate. And so, you know, we can debate ideology, but I think there's another piece of this, which is just about money. There are a lot of charter school operators out there that make a lot of money off public schools.
Derek Black is a law professor at the University of South Carolina.